Jesus Christ, let us pray for our sisters and brothers that our loving God will lead them in the path of love, that God's word shall be a lamp on their feet, and they may move with courage before God's face. L'chaim.
L'chaim. Welcome, everybody, to Keith and the Girl. KeithandTheGirl.com/feedback to interact with us. Welcome to the We Hate Sarah Palin edition. Apparently, a lot of emails coming in. If you happen to be a Democrat, we handle all the issues perfectly. If you happen to be a Republican, we know nothing about the issues and are very superficial. Incredible. This guy sums it up, I think, when it comes to most of the letters we get when we talk about politics. Philly Phil, kind of disappointed, but not super surprised, that Keith and Chemda are going with the knee-jerk reaction. We are saying how we know nothing about Sarah Palin, how I thought it was funny the point that the great Matt Damon said about it's a bad Disney movie, that this hockey mom becomes president. The old man died, now you're president, and you got to use your little folksy terms to talk to, the leader of Russia, the leader of whatever. Keith and Chemda are going with the knee-jerk reaction. Celebrities often make these off-the-cuff remarks all along. I seriously doubt if Keith or Chemda have any stated opinions on any of the issues in this election, and obvious ones notwithstanding. Iraq, economy, healthcare. I guess Keith and Chemda were just trying to be funny, but like most celebrities, I wish they would just vote their conscience and get a clue about issues in the real world.
Isn't this what you were saying?
It's exactly who I'm talking about. All these letters were getting exactly what I'm talking about. Can we focus? There's a war. There's a war going on.
Focus on the issues, like war, healthcare.
Can we focus on the issues, people? These people never say anything. This dude didn't say anything. I bet they don't know about the issues. I know the issues. So I wrote back, I can't believe Keith and the girl are talking about the lack of qualifications Sarah Palin has and what a religious extremist she is when we should be focusing on the issues.
That was a great response.
Thank you. You don't have to say anything. I'm telling you, I think I have a better perspective on this than people that are invested. I normally do not follow politics. I will absolutely admit that. And I think that makes it kind of easier. I'm not saying I'm better, but I think it makes it easier for me to spot something ridiculous. I remember seeing it with the last one was Mrs. Clinton. And now this happens to be John McCain and now more so Sarah Palin, where I'm like, this is coming out and smacking me in the face. What's going on seems ridiculous to me.
See, I think sometimes, especially in politics, when it comes out sounding and being so ridiculous, people, I don't know if they're forgetting about it or they gloss over it or they, it almost is like it didn't happen because there's no way that we really just heard that.
Yeah, I'll get an email about, they're really spinning this thing out of control and they're saying that she banned all these books. And Keith, I don't think blah, 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 blah. It's like, I didn't say anything about banning books. And how about what we actually did talk about? What a religious extremist she has, and I don't want to, I would like that to be separated from my government. Never mind that. Never mind that part of the email that I write you back. You write back. People think they tried to ban Harry Potter. We're having a conversation. Mm-hmm. We're having a conversation.
But that's how politics speak, right? Politicians speak.
But people shouldn't.
Right.
Normal
but
people.
Politicians are normal people.
You don't know these people. You don't have to stick up for them blindly.
That's true.
It's crazy.
That's true. And it's kind of what's wrong with the parties, you know? Like, if you're a Republican, you feel like you have to, I think, you feel like you have to be behind your Republican,
Man, your woman, yeah.
Right.
Your party.
And then if it's like, they picked a woman now, it's like, yes, we do need a woman in office, blah, blah, blah. It's like, were you needing a woman in office last week, or were you just needing an honest person who is for the things that you're for, against the thing that you're against. Like, I don't need a woman in politics. I don't need a man in politics. I need a human being that would just, I don't need a black person. I don't need, like, Asian.
Right.
I don't need some, somebody whose parents, came from Israel and she was born and raised here or whatever. I don't need to look at me in politics because I don't know what I'm doing. I need for somebody to describe it well to me and to answer the questions, like, in a way that I understand. And to not make me feel like you're trying to put one over. And it's rare. It's just so rare, and that's why I think people don't vote, and that's why I think people don't follow. It's too hard.
Dear Keith and the girl, you're bringing up this Sarah Palin and the pig thing, that that Obama said something and they're skewering it around. Well, Obama said many things and you guys need to learn about your issues.
Let me know.
And so I write
back.
We're
reading it.
Tell
me. We're reading your emails.
Tell me. Tell me the quotes. And I get back an email with no quotes. Mm. Some emails do say you can Google it. You could Google it. You know what I mean? Like, you don't know anything. You could Google. There's many things. Tell me one. The issues? Go fuck yourself. Here's what I just said. Lebowski from New York. These people are in love with politics.
Keith in and love with their politics.
In love with their politics. Keith and the girl are not, and they have the ability to see what's really going on. I'm not saying we get too deep, but I am saying that's the opposite. I see what smacks me in the face. It's a little disgusting. And I'll tell you what I did find very funny.
Wait, before you continue that, I think it's funny that, or interesting at least, that you are registered Republican, but normally yes. You go Democratic.
Do I? Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, but I like that you're not married to, like, no, I'm a Republican. I have to support this no matter what.
I do, you know, you got to pick a party. And so I think, well, overall, I was finding Democrats to be pussies, Republican a little more headstrong.
I think if you,
and that's why I decided to pick.
I don't think that you're a Republican.
Okay.
I don't know, like.
Okay.
Yeah, Republicans are pro-life. I don't think you're pro-life.
I'm pro not being a pussy. And I see a lot of disgusting thing Democrats do as well.
And another thing, war!
But here, I'll tell you what, this was very, very funny. I think you can agree, no matter what side of the table you're on, the Tina Fey skit that she did with Charles Gibson earlier tonight.
Oh, I didn't see that.
That was hilarious. No, it's what we were watching.
Oh.
Yeah, they had to, like, they were on 2020, and they did a whole skit, and she just doesn't answer anything and says the dumbest shit. It's hilarious. Holy shit. Everybody that wrote me, by the way, pro Sarah Palin yesterday and the day before, I wrote back, I'm like, let's watch 2020. Just know I'm watching it with you. Mm. Let's see what happens.
You do have to admit that the guy interviewing her was way against her from the start. Which I think is funny for a person.
And I think that's fine. And if people write me and go, well, 2020 is run by this person who has a hard-on for this.
No,
like, who
no
gives
problem.
A shit? You should be happy that somebody ball-busts your president and go, watch what my president can do. You
right.
should be happy.
Yeah, I think it does work well because they don't let them skip on anything. And they don't let them not answer any questions. So it works out better because politicians are very good at not giving the response that the question asked.
Princess Sparkle writing in from the right wing. I am against cats and the war on waves. Those are my stances on the issues. I know more about you than this chick. And it's through no fault of my own. Now, this 2020 interview with Sarah Palin. Wow. This is what I used to do. Her answering questions. She has no fucking clue. And the shady shit she does have a clue about. Trying to circumvent. She doesn't understand. I learned nothing new about her. How, after the interview, do you learn nothing new about a person? That's amazing to me. She answered questions like Keith Malley tries to get a job that he's not qualified for. How many people were under you when you worked? How many people were under you? You know, people come and go, and you do your best as a shift supervisor to delegate responsibilities. Yeah, I'm going to need to know point blank how many people you were in charge of during the year period. Supervision! No, okay, slow the fuck down. How about three things that you would do to help fix the economy?
I would lower the money. No, if you're trying out,
right.
If you're interviewing, let's say, for a retail job.
Right.
And that person said, your interviewer would say, how would you improve my store? Three ways. And I go, well, I would make a cost go down for your merchandise. I think that is how we get people in. Then I would make sure that the products are good. And then also, whatever the hell the other third thing is like, okay, cost down, what does that mean?
Yeah.
Now my merchandise costs less. Now what?
Right.
Am I still making money? How are you doing that? How are you deciding what costs less?
We work with suppliers.
But nobody does this. I don't know if Obama is going like, let me tell you what happens. A, this is, you know, this is the amount of money that we're spending now and what it's going for. B, right. This is how much people are putting into it and this is where it's coming from. C, this is where we don't need it coming from the people and this is where I can't cut. There is I think it's very strange that a lot of times it's like, oh, I'm going to cut your taxes. I'm going to cut your taxes. Everybody throws their hands up in the air and says, yay. What if we can't cut taxes? What if our nation needs the taxes going into the government? What if we need even more? Don't just say you're going to cut my taxes and then my street is going to look like shit. Don't just say, like, I'm just going to, hey, snip, snip, everybody. Woo! Can I hear the clapping? And they do that thing where it's like, and now you're going to clap at the end of their sentence.
Interesting question, right? And so, Keith, you were for McCain. Does this change your mind? I don't think I ever was.
I don't think you were.
No. I dare you to find it. No, I don't think I was at all. Just silly, not answering nothing. Where Charles Gibson, Charles Gibson's like, yeah, I'm still not clear.
There was a thing about, because McCain was very clear. He was asked, what do you think defines a family? Like, is it guy, girl? You know, all that thing. Obviously, they're asking him how he stands on marriage for gays.
I'm sorry, let me say this too. I have seen interviews, and I would leave knowing something. Or I'd leave feeling like I know something. Like when you go to the doctors, and you're talking to the doctor, and you go, yeah, I understand things. And then you get home, and your wife goes, what did he say? I don't fucking know. He tricked me. That could at least happen. But this broad tonight, I learned nothing. She skirted, pun intended, away from the issues like a slippery little pig.
Can I tell you that also works very badly in relationships? I remember I was on and off with this guy. And every time we went back on, you know, you kind of have to explain it to your friends. Like, how are you
why is
back
this
together
okay,
with this
right?
person? And I'm like, oh, we had this long talk. And he said, I have no idea what he said. If you're saying that to your friends, you guys just fucked.
Right.
That's all that happened. That's how you're back together, is because you saw each other naked again, and it's just, you're idiots.
What do you think? You think you'd get an answer on this? What do you think about gay marriages, about abortions, and a right to choose? Well, Charles Gibson, my personal opinion, saying it has nothing to do with anything, but you know what? Fuck it. My personal opinion... Really, it's not weird to say you could be president. Never mind, I think Vice President may have some pull on something. But what's the point then? My personal opinion...
Shouldn't matter, she was basically saying.
It shouldn't
matter. My
personal
opinion shouldn't matter.
Right.
Your personal opinion is the thing that changes these things.
Right.
Your personal opinion gets put in a box where you vote for something that affects me. So, yeah, I want to know what you're saying. You know, I have friends of all different backgrounds. Yes or no, then? Can we get married?
And you don't. And you don't have gay friends. Who? You know what? I won't judge them.
Yeah, I'm not to judge.
Actually, you have to, because we have to figure out if gay people can get married.
I can't.
You know what? That's up to God and to put them in hell.
I'm not a judge where I stand in front and I do marry them.
I know there's a book where Right.
If the Lord wants to marry them...
I know there's a book where the law's already written in it, apparently, but all I am is a folksy mother.
That was balls to say, I have my personal opinions on it, but why should that matter?
Yeah.
Balls.
No, ridiculous. Ridiculous, you chick supporters. Ridiculous, I say. Dear Keith, Lynn Shawcroft, Mitch Hedberg's girlfriend. He just wrote Mitch's girlfriend. I'm like, who the fuck? Mitch Hedberg's girlfriend has recently released a CD of material Mitch Hedberg was working on before he died. I haven't listened to it yet. I ordered it from Amazon. It came out 2 days ago. But I'm sure it's going to be awesome, which got me thinking. Maybe you should record a ton of stuff on CD and DVD and then lock it away. Then in case you have an untimely death, Hendler can release it to the world periodically. Just like they did with Tupac.
Oh, I would love to be called a cunt on a daily basis.
Just,
yes.
Thank you. Just a thought, Reggie, 27th straight male, Seattle. I find this a little scummy. He didn't. Mitch Hedberg didn't have these CDs ready to go. And then I'm going to systematically release them at certain times. Mm. It's some career move. He wasn't ready for them to be seen. This girlfriend, who's not a successful comic, she is a comic herself. She's a comic, so she should know better, is trying to capitalize. And it's disgusting.
Not only is she a comic and she should know better, if it wasn't business, if it was just like, you know what, he wrote these jokes, they should be out, which I do understand, don't you, a little
yes.
bit? Then just release them all. Then just go, here it
put
is.
Put them on the internet.
Put them on the internet, have a blog about it, like, he meant a lot to me. I think this meant a lot to him, and I think that he wanted to share it and explain, like, these are just rough things, but... I think he took the time to do it, and before he died, he didn't get to perfect them. But I think as fans of his, you might want to read this.
Let me make this clear. No. when it comes to Keith Malley. No. It's embarrassing. That's why you didn't put it out. I think he would want you to read his diary.
Not diary. Not diary.
I'm just saying
ever.
That Kurt Cobain's diary.
I know. Right? Can I say, never for me too. Not my diary. Not my personal little stupid notes. Right. Not my.
I don't think there's a difference.
Find, not the thing you find around the house.
I equate Mitch Hedberg's girlfriend with Courtney Love.
I tell you what the difference is, I think. I think is as your girlfriend, as your wife, let's say.
Right.
I know. I know what you would have thought was funny and what you like, half the stuff that you would have wanted to release. I know that much. Enough to also know, like, I know if you wrote a diary, no, absolutely not, even if it was the funniest shit in the world. I'll keep that for myself. But, no.
Right. No, I don't.
Jokes? No? You don't,
No.
Maybe I have a little bit of judgment?
No.
Okay, then no.
No, I would have put it out.
Then no. Then maybe people should have a will a little bit earlier.
You know, it wasn't shocking. And maybe some people it was. But it wasn't really people in the know, it wasn't shocking that Mitch Hedberg died.
Oh, because of the drugs. He was young.
And I think he, in private, this is what I heard, made references to it, that he can die from an overdose. So, you know, start getting your final CDs together. Do you know what I mean? You know what I mean? When I die, I will put something together or tell somebody, hey, you know, actually, it is cool.
Or Mitch was just going like, this shit is going to kill me.
Right.
And kind of, to me, that's like, for some reason, it should be the opposite, but for some reason it isn't. That is just a way for people to go, ah, don't worry about it.
Spar sent me an interview about Louis C.K.,
Who?
Louis C.K. from
no,
Lucky
Spar.
Louie.
I know who Louis C.K. is.
I don't fucking know him. Well,
oh,
incredible.
Spar, the name. I thought you were saying some website or something.
Oh,
or
okay.
Some group of people.
My good friend Spar, listener.
Okay.
sent me an interview where Louis C.K. is saying how he caught Dennis Leary, who is already known for stealing Bill Hicks material, caught him stealing his own material. They were in a comedy club years ago, many years ago. And Louis C.K. did some bit on how much easier life would be if you were an asshole. You could cut people off and go, eh, fuck it, I'm an asshole. Mm. You can do whatever you want. You can park in handicapped spaces. Fuck it, I'm an asshole. Oh, well. And Dennis Leary heard this, acknowledged how funny it was, added to it, and, like, went on stage and added to it, like, right after him. And Louis C.K. is like, I don't know if that's okay to fucking do.
Wow,
but,
that's crazy.
Okay, I guess, you know. And then one day, Louis C.K. comes into the comedy club, and there's Dennis Leary just doing the whole thing as if he invented it.
But what did he think he was going to do after he saw him copy it the first time?
Well, it's right after him. He sees him in the room, and he's probably like, you know, that's funny, that thing you said about being an asshole. You can also, you know what I mean?
I guess.
Like, maybe it's okay. Maybe it's not weird. You're saying it right there. You're having that, you know, it's not on TV. It's not a CD. Like, we all acknowledge Louis C.K. came up with this. However, time goes by, and Dennis Leary is doing it totally himself. Next thing you know, as we all know now, there's the song, I'm an Asshole. I park at handicapped spaces with handicapped people, make handicapped faces. I'm an asshole.
That's
shrug.
Right.
Wow. Isn't that funny? And he doesn't really like talking about it.
Who doesn't? Louis C.K.?
Louis C.K., these people that get their shit comedic-wise, that get their ratings that they spend a lot of time on stolen from them, are the shy ones. Are the ones that don't want to make waves.
I wonder if the thieves know who to steal from because they are the shy ones. They
I
are
wonder.
The ones that don't say anything.
Dane Cook, known for stealing from Louis C.K. You know, Louis C.K. doesn't make a big deal out of it.
But then there's
He'll
also...
mention it.
I mean, we spoke about this with Jesse Joyce. I think we've mentioned it on the show, and he had a good point where you'll just look like an asshole. Nobody knows what it takes to make one stupid joke on stage. It takes, like, you know, some sort of... It's like writing a story. It's plagiarism.
Then you got to be willing to look like an asshole. You know what I mean? Be brave. Some people are coming out, and more people come out if you do it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. No, I agree with you.
No one's going, oh, Joe Rogan, what a bitch for calling out... Carlos Mencia.
I think it's pretty hard to call Joe Rogan a bitch.
Well, see? Well, there you go.
You have
somebody established, so why don't you join in now?
Mm. No, I don't think it's just because he's established. I think it's because he's not afraid to speak.
So don't be afraid to speak. But yeah,
I agree with you.
You're letting the bad guys win. You stole my wallet. By the way, here's my address. Come by tomorrow. I'll give you the keys to my car. Thief. Why not? Keep doing it. Did I mention this? Doug Stanhope. Had a fan of his catch Dane Cook in a club. doing his abortion jokes.
Mm.
Amazing. Oh, Wells. The end. Doug Stanhope will make a sly, cute little remark about it. That'll be the end of it.
Weird. I wouldn't mess with Doug Stanhope. I don't know.
Why? What are you going to do?
Know.
What are you going to do, all of you?
I don't know.
Look at all these CDs.
Maybe
you know how much material Keith Malley has of his own? What is that? 30, 40 CDs? Multiply that by, let's say, 45 minutes. That's how much material I have now. Fuck yous. What are you going to do? Nothing. That's what they're doing. That's what they're saying to yous.
No, I guess I wouldn't want to mess with Doug Stanhope because I respect him. And then
he has respect. He didn't respect Louis C.K. He's a piece of shit. Dane Cook is a piece of
shit.
That's
what I'm saying, yeah.
You don't have respect. I respect a successful comic and a funny comic. I can steal from semi-successful comics. Now, you didn't expect Louis C.K. to get famous and his CD to sell. He did get famous. His CD did sell. Oops. That sounds familiar. Quit letting it go, everybody. All right. Now, you know what? Now that I'm heated, let's go right into this. Don and Drew, like we were saying at the end of yesterday's show. They lost. They didn't get renewed from Podshow.
Their contract didn't get renewed.
Correct.
They were part of Podshow when they first initially signed on a few
three
podcasters.
3 years ago.
Wow, I can't believe it's 3 years ago. And for 3 years, Don and Drew have been getting a monthly stipend, I guess.
Right.
To be exclusive with Podshow.
They
and
when
a
we
promise
joined...
of them being a brand, them Podshow pushing them as a brand and growing them and working with them and all that stuff.
They're another podcast like us, and whenever we joined, they were the big deal.
Whenever we started podcasting, we never joined.
We never joined Podshow, of
right.
course not. Right. And it sounds like all across the board. Of course, Podshow isn't renewing these contracts.
Right.
Here's, you remember Yeast Radio, of course, their hermaphrodite that we've talked about before.
Those bonnets, that's nice.
This is a guy that dresses up like a girl walking the street. That's why it sounds so windy.
By the way, just the fact that they would sign this show on, I would reconsider signing with them.
Yeah.
Just like.
Seriously, this was like one of their main five.
Right.
And this is the show. So this is in December of 2006, mentioning Keith and the girl like they all did.
Which was a bar mitzvah, but it's really a Goya Shakup Chandra Levy kind of wedding or something.
Horrible sound.
And, right. All right. And by the way, somebody who's obviously ignorant sent me a picture. This was a while ago, but I just remembered it. Of that snatch from Keith and the Girl, right? A picture of her saying that it's really Chandra Levy, and then they showed a picture of Chandra Levy, and they said, oh, look, it's the same person. That girl from the Keith and the Girl is really Chandra Levy, right?
Chandra Levy's that girl that was brain dead, and the country wanted to pull the plug, and the religious, or I don't know, half the country, the other half, the religious right, was saying, no, you know, let this retard be retarded.
I remember that. That was the
husband,
the news at the time.
Yeah, the husband or ex-husband wanted it dead.
Yeah, I think people just compare me to every other Jew.
And they said, oh, look, it's the same person. That girl from the Keith and the Girl is really Chandra Levy, right? Yeah, except that girl from
where is it? Come on.
The girl from Chandra Levy is like 10 times prettier than the Keith and the Girl.
Yeah,
girl.
You got it. Snap. Oh, it was in there somewhere. It was in there. That is a good one.
That's right, because
I am ugly.
You met her. You met. Blech. You guys met each other in California.
Wait, my name is Chemda or just blech? That's funny. Puke a doodle do.
It said this to you in person, I assume, when you met it in California.
No, it
right?
didn't. It interviewed me like we were best friends.
Oh,
Olivia is like 10 times prettier than the Keith and the girl. Plus,
don't call me ugly.
She's not as abused in the relationship.
Oh, Keith's
as Hanukkah
asshole.
Is. I just need to say that. I don't like to talk about that, but I did. Because I'm on the beach, and it's windy, and when I come walking back, it's going to be even windier. I've got
to. All right, there it is. That was in December of 2006. Cut to September of 2008.
I wanted to talk about a giant, crampy duty I made yesterday. That may be a little more interesting for you and me. Trotsky, hi. I was bloated. I was walking the dog. That's not a metaphor. I was walking the dog. I was not seeing a lesbian about a dog. That is a metaphor.
This thing says funny words deliberately, like metaphor. Your name, Chemda. Your Hanukkah.
Well, it's funny.
Adam Curry, I believe he called Adam Cunty, something like that. I don't remember.
Adam Carey Lot.
Yeah.
That's kind of like what Dane Cook
Adam does. Scurry. That's what he called Scurry, him. Yeah, Adam Scurry.
That is a metaphor. So I got to see a lesbian about a dog. You've heard that before, right? I got to see a lesbian about a dog. Men say, I got to see a man about a dog. That means you need fucks. Okay.
Fuck this fox,
anyway,
I guess.
I need work, by the way. I need work. So I'm interested in doing some video at work. I have a avid media composer.
Oh, how's it going, buddy?
Wait, Pacho said you could quit your day job. They didn't say for 3 years only.
Right.
Just quit. What do you care? Yeah. What, a family to feed? What happened?
Well, the irony is, once podcasting, I guess, becomes your day job, you got to quit. Oh, geez. Do you still get to do the GoDaddy ads? Promo code OOPS. Still my favorite.
It works.
So here it is. This is the same Yeast Radio that when they joined everybody at Podshow, Badmouth and Us, Keith and the girl.
Wait, he's asking for editing jobs?
Now he's asking
so
for,
horrendous.
He's asking for his yeah.
You balls. Well, I think balls.
Right.
Balls?
I tape them up. Oh, my Lord. Yeah, this is how you'd want to edit your shit. Yeah, anyway, I was going to say the same person. I was like, look at, you could see their listeners dropping off and this and that. It's like, you can't say it, weird liar. Anyway, yes, this is, now his show is begging for jobs.
I'm interested in doing some video at work. I have a avid media composer, skills and all the equipment necessary for that. I can do Final Cut too, but Avid is more,
oh my God,
specialized, so a lot of people need that, and there aren't so many people that know it, but I do. And lots of other things. Anyway.
Way to sell it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're just going to have to support me. The audience is going to have to support me if I can't find a way to make money doing all this stuff. Not that I don't want to. Never mind. Whatever.
Don't edit that out.
Right. This is all good.
What about this?
You got to be real with the people.
I have a vagina. Oh, yeah, the duty. So,
Dude, the balls on these people, I'm telling you.
Of course, the feedback's coming in. Stuff like, I don't want you mixing my sound after that beach segment.
Yeah.
Of course not.
Oh, my Lord.
He's got great editing skills for your video, not his podcast, my brother Michael says.
He'll spend more work on your stuff.
Yeah.
He's spending work on people's stuff, not his own. That's a sacrifice he's willing to make. Oh, man. I don't know. I'm not really. I think everybody doesn't get their due both ways, good and bad, unfortunately. So I'm really not a believer in karma, but it is fun to see you fucking yappers. Remember this? This is Don and Drew years ago. Not years ago. I don't know. Year and a half ago. Out of the blue.
It'll be like this. Spigot.
Do it. Awesome.
A Dawn and Drew robot would be so fucking annoying. Only totally second would. Annoying to clown robots.
Speaking of best stuff, does anybody want to try to put one together?
Quick.
Say the joke.
Say it.
And of course.
And clowns. Okay, moving on. Oh, we did it. We did it, Dawn. We did it, Drew. Yeah, we did it. We kind of said something. Obviously, it's about us.
Nobody
clowns.
Gets it unless they know us.
Right. They either get it, right.
Or you're isolated. You're excluding the rest of your audience.
And let me know what you felt about the spigot joke. Did I deserve the crickets just then? I don't know. I'm actually curious. Because, you know what? We have no feedback here. If we were real comedians, we could hear them laughing. Or in the case of some comedians, I can think of not laughing.
Right. Chucking stuff.
Get off the stage, you fucking clown!
Here's a spigot.
All right. Yeah. You didn't get what I was saying, I don't think, Drew.
I do.
Do you?
Oh, I got it.
How DL is that?
Somebody's like, wait a second, what did I miss?
Clown. We're amusing ourselves too much.
Too much.
There, speaking of people I don't like.
That's very good. Very good.
That was amazing. Did you really speak of us?
Out of the blue. Out of the blue.
As long as our hearts were hurt, babe, that's all that matters.
Out of the blue because we thought the business that Podshow was doing was shady. How do you like Podshow now, by the way? Are they the best? Jesus.
They support them.
These are many different shows that I'm playing from, for the record.
So yeah, a couple months ago, Drew was all about Second Life. You guys know, you lived through the horror of Second Life.
And look
Life,
who's
Second
talking
Life.
About it now. You.
Because I went in there, I felt bad. You've abandoned. It's like you were...
Why do you feel bad?
Will you stop interrupting me? It drives me crazy when I listen to the show and I hear you interrupt me left and fucking right. I'm going to put a gag in your mouth. That's how it's going to be, Don Mazzelli and gagged show.
Since when do you listen to the show?
I listened to it the other day.
Yeah.
And I laughed. I am so funny. I am so fucking funny.
That's still one of my favorite parts. Interrupt me left and fucking right.
He should borrow the balls off that hermaphrodite.
Mm-hmm. By the way, let me correct myself. I said Chandra Levy was the one in the coma. That was Terry Schiavo. Chandra Levy was the intern that Gary Condit supposedly killed.
I should be a clown. Except clowns aren't funny. Interesting. Ponder. Let's move along. So, Second Life. True has abandoned you.
So that's it. That's the little... That was the dig. Did you catch it?
Yeah, well...
Second Life.
Yeah, yeah.
I should be a clown. Except clowns aren't funny. Interesting.
Drew, Ponder. I told the joke.
Let's move along.
I told the joke, Drew.
So, yeah, I did it. They got that right.
Wait, Drew, did you hear me say clowns just now? Did you fucking hear me say... I don't think you got my fucking joke. Drew.
You know what? I carried this show.
You know what? Just forget it. Next time, just go out and deal with the pigs and the chickens, and I'll fucking do this myself.
My God, the way they both have to be freaking out about money right now, and he thought she was a hassle before. She's not going to get a job. Who's going to have to get the job, Drew? Who's going to have to get the job? Always liked Drew. Always liked him. Cut to 2008.
So, you know, we had a conference call with Adam and Ron on Friday, and we were talking about the future and stuff, and it was like, do they re-sign us? And we'll be under the same contract or similar contract, which is kind of actually, it in many ways was good because we were getting a set amount of money every single month for doing the show. But then in many ways, it was like inhibiting us from growing past that point.
How's that?
Okay, let's be honest, honey.
What were you giving up?
You were very lucky you were getting paid. Very lucky.
Oh, and I think she saw it coming because she lost weight.
She saw what coming?
She saw no money coming. So
she had to go. That was part of the diet? Like, yeah. We're going to have to cut back.
But then in many ways, it was like inhibiting us from growing past that point. Mm-hmm. And so we just, like, we all, well, I mean, they kind of decided for us.
We listened.
Can you imagine? They're like, and we're not going to renew you. And then we're like, and no, you will. We demand it. So they, you know, they're like, they're being really awesome, and they've always supported us, and I'm always going to have much love for these guys.
What are they being awesome about?
Oh, yeah, they really supported you. You just said they held you back.
You have to find a job now.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? And by the way, 3 years, did you see it coming? Did you ask right before the 3 years? Or
it just happened this last weekend. This is a shock. It's like we were on the phone Sunday, meaning last Sunday. They recorded this on the 9th. On September 9th, it's now September 12th.
You guys have
12th.
To be freaking out.
You really just thought everything was great.
You have to be freaking out.
And they've always...
I told you everything wasn't great. Listen to Keith. I told you. This shouldn't have been a surprise.
And I'm always going to have much love for these guys.
And big time.
So, I guess when I say the mighty we decided, I mean...
Somebody wrote on the feedback. I support my trash by throwing it out.
So... I guess when I say the mighty we decided, I mean, they kind of said, we're not going to continue the contract like it was. We still want to work with you, but the terms are going to be different. And ultimately, it's going to be a really good thing for us.
The terms are now that you don't get paid. So what are you getting?
Yeah.
They're really supporting you in terms of what? Growing your brand? You're growing your brand.
Here's how they support. You know what? Go get them. Go get them.
And... ultimately, it's going to be a really good thing for us.
Great
thing. As long as we have you know, support from our...
When we got off the phone, we high-fived each other. Mm. Great!
Which I know is possible.
She said support
happened
from the listeners.
Yeah.
And it happens continually. I mean, like, you think about all these calls that we get. There's so much love from you guys. And it makes us really want to do the show and have fun times. And I don't want to, like, say, oh, well, we're not under contract with Podshow or Mevio. You know, whatever. Mm-hmm. It was Podshow when we started, Mevio right now. I don't want to be like, oh, we're not under contract with them now, so now we can't do the show and we've got to go get, like, regular jobs.
No, it's nothing like that.
Because I feel like...
Drew, it's something like that, isn't it? It's nothing like that. You guys sleeping okay? It's nothing like that.
Now, so now we can't do the show and we've got to go get, like, regular jobs.
No, it's nothing like that.
Not at all.
I feel like we would be shitting on something that is precious to a lot of people and precious to me. And, I mean, Drew, he could take it or leave it. He really wants to work at Applebee's all the time. He's working. He's talking about, like, if I worked at Applebee's and I'm like, Jesus, let the dream go, Drew.
I was thinking of being a barback.
So we decided... The terms
for the record, then barback stupidity talk goes on for like 20 minutes. So I did cut out some of the blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
And kept more of the struggle.
Thanks for making fun of clowns, but you want to be a barback. You're my age.
Contract are going to change. And there's going to be some changes around here, but not really too many. It's going to stay the same, pretty much, except we're going to be even more fantastic.
Who are you convincing?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll be here to hear it. Okay. Then do it. We're going to take the plane at about 30,000 feet. Okay.
Because you know when you break up with someone, you want to just, like, lose a bunch of weight and look so fucking hot and be, like, running into them in the street and go, oh, how are you?
Oh, so you want to show Mevio that you're okay. Don't worry about it. Oh, but man, you guys are best friends.
Did you hear about my new deal?
Don't worry. She'll take it back.
What deal? Oh, I'm a multi-trillionaire now. You want to have that success. And that's not spite success that I want. I want true success.
Right. True success.
Where you show it in people's face.
Yeah. And I want to make the world a better place with the issues.
You're so pissed. Just be pissed.
Yeah, I mean that in all positive ways. And all my negativity will fucking seep out. Right? Keith and the girl, we're the horrible people. We're the horrible people of this medium. But you guys are so fine. Until it fucking seeps out in weird, passive-aggressive ways on all your shows.
But that's the thing. I've hung out with people who ever... Yo, man, keep it positive, man. Not everything is positive in life. It's okay. And part of positivity is to say, you know what? This is pissing me off. It's not okay. And until you say that, it's not going to become positive. Who's the bigger hippie? Me or you? Shit.
So... There's that announcement that we're going to be working with Podshow in a different way. So we're really kind of...
Okay, all right. It's very exciting. You're going to work with Podshow in a different way. Here's the way.
The same way that we're working with them now.
Exactly. They're going to give your shows to people on their network. You will not get paid this time. You used to get paid, and now we're doing it... This is the Sarah Palin interview. It's a different capacity of sections... And the way we're in the infrastructure, you're not getting paid now. That's the new capacity.
There's that announcement that we're going to be working with Podshow in a different way. So we're really kind of going and returning to the roots of being independent producers.
Andrew from Charlotte. First off, he lost his job in April, and that's fantastic news. So he's having a great time. Also, they work with Podshow like I work with the New York Yankees.
So we're really kind of going... And returning to the roots of being independent producers.
Correct.
And there's pros and cons to that. One of them is like health insurance.
Right.
It's weird when you get older and you're like, fucking, oh, my health insurance. You know, like, what if I fall down? It's kind of.
Then we're all going to end up in China. Jared from Canada saying all these people have to be nice to Podshow because Podshow stolen their name and all their shit. They want to keep recording under that name. They have to say this is a good thing with a fake smile. I believe that.
Unusual thing for me to like worry about injury or sickness, but and so this experience with Podshow has been absolutely a fucking I think it's been rewarding for us.
Absolutely,
learning how business works and
how does business work?
How you build a
here's how business works. You do a show, you get $400 a month.
Company, and just learning from Ron and Adam has been so interesting. And like these guys have a lot of success in their personal lives and their business lives. And
where's yours?
And it's always fun to know somebody with a lot of money.
It's just fun. You know, everybody knows that. It's a treat. Every day I skip around. I know Hamda's brothers. Ah, oh, life is good.
So we're like, what are you doing? They're like, oh, what aren't we doing? Oh, you know. And so that was a cool experience. I'm walking away from this. I'm not really walking away, but I guess we're just kind of changing.
It's like
it.
A transition.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we still have all the sponsors, and we're going to keep getting more. You know, we're still working with Mevio in that regard.
The difference now is that instead of Podjo paying us, the sponsors are going to pay us.
Correct.
Which is how a lot of podcasts operate already.
Right.
So this is good news, going back to the roots.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we did in the very beginning. Remember? MS Mobiles.
Remember when we had a job and we did this?
That's true, right? Yeah. I do remember that time.
That was a long time ago. We had one of the first sponsorships on a podcast. I don't know about the first, but I mean, it was early on.
The contract that we were under with Mevio, it was like, there was no way we could do merchandise without jumping through 35,000 hoops right. that were all on fire. And eventually, you get kind of fried, right?
Someone will get burned.
So then the times that we've been able to open...
You guess what she said? They couldn't sell merchandise.
That's weird.
Because it's in the contract.
Didn't they say something in their show about brand building? Isn't that part of it?
Yeah. They stifled you. Admit it. Admit when I read the Podshow contract, I didn't read something so fucking crazy. You're like, holy shit, somebody duped Keith and the girl. They sent a contract that has nothing to do with what we got, like you added. You couldn't do any other shit.
Yeah, but this would have been
good. Not that you would have been able to.
But this would have been good for Podshow as well.
Yes, it would have.
Sell t-shirts.
It's very stupid. It's very, like, Podshow has this thing where they really like, and I don't get it. Like, I don't
too much control.
Way too much control that they're hurting themselves, and I don't get it. When you give your music on what's called the PodSafe Music Network that Podshow runs, you, and if somebody likes your music, they are not able to rate the artist. They rate Podshow, and if Podshow decides to, and they give a fuck. They'll forward the letter.
But then you have to still go through them or
you,
something
you
like
don't
that?
Get that? And you don't get that person's email. You just get the letter. Because they don't want you to build this relationship. I guess so you'd never go on your own. So even if it's less people you're reaching, you still feel... you still have to stick with Podshow. You're not going to... Brother Love is telling us this. Or you're not going to get anything. That's insane. Now you can't build up an audience. You can't build up an email list to go see your shows.
That the people who, you know, kind of own you want you to.
They're trying to keep you small because then they can have a whole bunch of small people that equals one big thing. That's what they're doing. They won't let you get big. You couldn't sell shirts with your name on it? That's insane.
Kind of fried, right?
Someone will get burned.
So then the times that we've been able to open the Dawn and Drew store to have the Minion Army, because I was like, you know, we get so many people that are like, please, this is fucking ridiculous.
I get emails all the time. When are we going to open that back up?
Yeah. Well,
Millions of emails, right, Drew? What was it? A year ago? 2 years ago, if not more? Saying you have over 1 million listeners?
No, there was something about, like, and I got literally 10,000 emails.
10,000 emails because he thought the cornhole was a penis hole, and he goes, I got tens of thousands of emails. But they also said they had over 1 million listeners a month, like, two years ago or so. I remember that. I remember looking at our numbers and looking at where we're at on the internet and thinking how, for a second, I'm like, holy shit, you kidding me? Like, we're doing terrible? Then I'm like, no, you're a fucking liar. But anyways, if that's true, don't feel bad for them. Anybody will take you. Anybody will take you. There you go. Good for you. I don't think you understand what you have that you've made up. Anybody will fucking take you. We have a friend that works for HBO. Those are higher numbers than most TV shows.
Fucking ridiculous.
Idiots.
I get emails all the time. When are we going to open that back up?
Yeah. Well, that's going to come. Because now, instead of having to, you know, share the money or ask permission to be able to sell stuff, we're able to just do it when we want. And that was another thing with the Podjo.
Yes, yes. You know what you're doing? You're that homeless dude that I saw in Intervention. You know what? I like living on the streets. I'm free. Not the hassle of bullshit of society. I can come and go when I want. I pity the people that got to go to 9 to 5 and clock in and go, thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. That's who I fucking pity. All right, well, you're done with the drugs. Do you want a house? Yes, thank you. Oh, Christ, yes.
How about this? My brother Michael, who I think established himself as a decent businessman in this world.
I think that's fair to say.
We had to jump through hoops that were on fire, and eventually you even get burned. But it was a great experience.
Great experience.
Yeah, no, that's it sounds good.
We've been held back.
They're holding us back. So that's like the downside.
We're able to just do it when we want. And that was another thing with the Podjo contract. I was really limited as to...
No shit.
Like being in a band with someone. I'm kind of...
She couldn't start a music career, she's saying, because she signed a contract having to do with a talk show. Is that it? That's the contract you signed. But Keith and the girl were way out of line when we did the show called The Pod Show Contract that new people can look up. Come on! Oh, my God.
As to, like, being in a band with someone, I'm kind of under contract, but they're not. So right. It's kind of, how do you do that then?
Yeah.
You know, and there was really no ever clear answer as to how to do that. Like, Paul's like, you know, I would be kind of like band poison. Be like, oh, wow, we're so awesome. But I'm under contract. Yeah, exactly. You guys aren't, you know, like.
Right. So, I mean, it frees a lot of things up.
Right. And so I'm really excited to be pursuing music. And I'm really excited about this next phase of the Don and Drew show.
Exciting. There you have it. This is good news. Send them congratulatory emails.
6 months, Drew will have a job.
I honestly think less. Yeah. But
sometimes it takes a while to recognize how much
They are going to be in denial missing. For a little bit, yeah. But oh my Lord. If you want to hear though, you can't feel too bad no matter what though, because who knows, she's going to start selling her musical albums now that she could. Oh, you guys want a taste? Okay. Okay. I go into my folder called Badmouthing KATG that I save all ye yappas and start yapping your fucking mouths.
And it's been kind of a frustrating week. We've had a lot of emotional turmoil this week. And some of you on the message boards might know what we're referencing. So whenever I'm dealing with a lot of emotional strife, I like to focus that inward and create something beautiful.
We were the strife there, by the way.
Something artistic and something that I can offer the world.
By picking on your boss, I think that's... By picking on Podshaw, I think that's how we were...
Oh, that's why the strife was?
I think.
No, I think we directed something at them that one.
They would have started it.
Of course.
Oh, it was the clown stuff. They came out of the blue and said, out of the blue, again, out of the blue, with the little, clowns aren't funny, comedian clowns especially, robots. I love robots.
And then we called them out on it.
Yeah, and then we called them out. And then they
got sad.
Right. And then poor little hippies got sad. Right. That's what happened.
Being artistic and something that I can offer the world.
To be clear, somebody just wrote this. Didn't you guys declare war on Don and Drew? Whenever we first went into podcasting, we saw that they were number one. And I was we were thinking, like, am I going to just promote my comedy? Am I going to, you know, somehow use RSS feeds for the stories that I write? Something like that. And then we heard what the number one show was, and it was them. And we went, holy fuck, we can do this. Which I've said before, yes, we're on the Don and Drew page under influences, and they can keep us there because that's absolutely true. They did influence us. We said, this is shit, and we can do much better. So we said, we declared war on the number one show. And then that was it.
Specifically Don and Drew.
Specifically Don and Drew.
Yeah.
And then that was it. And then a year and a half or so later, starts coming the remarks. So, you know, I guess we started it. You know, I can see that leaving a bad taste in your mouth. But, you know, you meet people and you're talking and you assume, okay, you know, that silliness is over. But it's not. It's not. Then you have these little quipper remarks. So you guys can decide, you know, who's right, who's wrong, whatever.
And something that I can offer the world as an offering of creativity in the name of love and universal happiness. So here it is, my cover of Carly Simon's You're So Vain. You're so vain. I bet you think this clown joke's about you. You're so vain.
You're so vain.
I bet you think this clown joke's about you. Don't you? Don't you? That's right. So, Drew and...
Huh?
Yeah.
So, there you go.
Vain.
I bet you think this clown joke's about you, don't you? Don't you?
Do you hear the echo?
I hear that.
That's right.
I hear the echo. I hear many things. And then trying to act like you're doing it on the fly, too, is funny. Because you can hear it go from, like, one voice. Then you hear, like, you almost hear a click.
So vain.
Yes, so vain.
Yosvidi, in the name of love and universal happiness. So here it is, my cover of Carly Simon's You're So Vain. You're so vain. I bet you think this clown joke's about you. You're so vain.
You're so vain.
I bet you think this clown joke's about you. Don't you? Don't you?
That's right. So, Drew and I know when the war has been beat.
Very good. Very good.
Well, now you could share that with everyone.
Right.
Done.
Now you can put that to wax.
Amazing.
Outstanding.
Yes.
All right. Well, there you have it.
I'm intimidated. I'm never going to sing another song again.
They're on the... what is it? Jesus. Her, Soccer Girl, who, by the way, she's done doing shows too, of course. She was on that roster.
Oh.
She wasn't like one of the original five whatevers, but she was signed over. And then coincidentally, her 800 or 300 show's coming up, and so she's stopping. Coincidentally.
Wow.
Yeah, something's going on there.
Maybe both of them are getting together for their new singing career.
Maybe. My goodness. Can't you tell what you can do? You know what? Both girls picked on him to singing, and we played clips of them singing. Like, don't you know? Do you know what I mean? Like,
I don't know. I think I can sing.
You can, though.
I know. It's the one thing. But it's the one thing I know I can do. I don't know that I can make a career out of it, because I don't know how to do that, and I'll admit to it. But I know I can sing when I sing.
But, like, I wouldn't... If I can't juggle, I wouldn't laugh at somebody and go, that great juggler is a horrible juggler. I can juggle better, and then not be able to juggle. Like, I would know what I can do.
Well, you've seen American Idol.
I guess. Like, just say she can't sing and make people wonder if you could sing. Right? What's that saying?
Or you could say I can't sing and that doesn't mean you can sing.
Instead of opening your mouth and letting people know that you're an idiot, close your mouth and make people wonder. Oh, Wells. Good gravy. All right, Hamda, go ahead. Sing a song.
No.
If you live in Miami, consider yourself among the most attractive people in the United States. It's been 1 year ago when we reported that Philadelphia is the ugliest city in America.
And then they got mad at you.
They got mad at me saying, come to Philly and say that, motherfucker. I'll show you ugly. I'll punch you in the face.
Did you read it, though, and maybe punch the person who went around and asked people?
They thought I just said it.
Yeah.
I'm reading the article from Travel and Leisure magazine, and that everybody in America voted for, and you're mad at me. Be mad at your inbred parents. Be mad about fucking by power lines. Anyway, the most beautiful this year.
I don't think Philly really does run up those stairs every day.
I don't think they do. I don't think they do. Rocky, yeah, someday, I wish. If you live in Miami, consider yourself among the most attractive people. The Sunshine State's metropolis has the most beautiful people, according to an online survey of America's favorite cities.
Doesn't that make sense? Everybody goes over there to party and, yeah, that makes sense.
It was a sexy
place. Other than, like, L.A.
This was out of 25 cities, the biggest cities. Guess what was last place this year, though? Philadelphia!
Wow. Oh, Philly, man.
Well, what could happen in a year, in all fairness? It doesn't even seem fair, does it? Ugly.
<don't>
Somebody looked at that bell to fix their hair. Crack. Although Philadelphia placed last for the second consecutive year, a tourism official said the city was happy to be in the top 25. A tourism official said, hey, we're in the top 25. That goes by size, dumb dunce. Yay, we're in it. We're just happy to be there.
Oh, no.
You idiots. Wow, good thing they didn't have dumbest. The online survey of 125,000 people ranked 25 U.S. cities in 45 categories. Las Vegas and New Orleans took the top spots for best city for a wild weekend. Oh, did it. That's amazing. Washington, D.C. voted top for historical sites and monuments. Ah, D.C. made it this year.
I wonder what's going to make it next year.
Yeah. But Los Angeles residents
By the way, once you're the best historically, history is still...
It can change. You know, those instant classics. It's like that. But Los Angeles residents may have a problem with being ranked last in the friendliest people and last in most intelligent.
Who's last?
L.A. Last in most intelligent.
Wow. Yeah.
If you want friendly, you can't do better than Charleston, South Carolina. And if you're looking for the smartest, head to Seattle, Washington. New York.
Maybe that's why they're killing themselves.
New York City received the most number one ratings, getting top marks for shopping, arts, diverse residents, and skyline. But the Big Apple limped in last place for peace and quiet and affordability.
Okay.
Of course. The poll showed San Antonio, Texas takes the smallest bite out of your budget and is the most affordable city, while peace and quiet is best as Santa Fe, New Mexico. No shit, a desert, I would assume. Portland, Oregon, Minneapolis, St. Paul, and Austin, Texas took the gold, silver, and bronze for cleanest city competition. That's because you have storms wiping everything out. It's crystal clear and shiny.
No, that's not why.
Everybody's leaving now. New Orleans had the most work to do to keeping things tidy. That's not nice. They just had major storms.
Andrew's chiming in again. This survey took a year. Vegas is fun.
Right.
Thank you.
This just in. Most places to lose money. Comic book news. DC Comics is asking stores around the country to destroy tens of thousands of copies of a new Batman comic book because of a printing error that revealed a slew of obscenities. Text every friend you...
No one's going to destroy
that.
Are you kidding me? You just told me it costs more money now.
So let me explain this to you.
Wow.
It has... You're looking at... I'm showing the Henda, you know, a comic book. And it has darkened out places where curse words would go.
Okay. But now that's a newspaper doing that?
No.
No.
This is the comic book being funny.
Okay.
It like, you know, fuck is under there and cunt is under there and things like that.
Kind of like what rap music does.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Right. But why? But they also, I guess, to make sure the right amount of spaces are there or to maybe have the last letter, you know, peeking out like songs like you just said, they actually wrote the word out for somebody else to darken in. It went to the printers. Two different blacks were used, and there's a bar there, but you can absolutely read the word underneath. I'll give you some examples. Text every friend you've got, shitheads. Batgirls tell a group of an incredibly foul-mouthed drug-dealing thugs in All-Star Batman and Robin, the Boy Wonder, number 10. Say you're poisoned somewhere else. This here arcade belongs to the fucking Batgirl.
Wow.
The SNF words were supposed to be blackened out, but two shades of black were used, and the expletives are clearly legible. You can see these on the internet as well if you guys want to. As are the thugs' A and F words, and even the number of C-bombs.
Wow.
While All-Star Batman and Robin isn't aimed at kids, it also doesn't have a mature reader's warning on the cover. DC caught the error earlier this week as the comic was heading to stores. They were able to stop some shipments and asked retailers who got copies to destroy them.
Lebowski said, I just destroyed my Batman comic. Whew, thanks for telling me, guys.
Yes, I was afraid that was going to be a collector's item. DC said, quote, a printing gaffe caused a problem with All-Star Batman. As soon as the problem was discovered, we quickly asked retailers to pull their issue. We apologize to our retailers and fans for any offense or inconvenience. Don't worry, everybody's into it.
I think they're into it also. I think this is just something that they have to do.
Several city comic book stores said they had complied, but the book was sitting on the rack at St. Mark's Comics in the East Village yesterday.
Prince Sparkle is saying, on this issue, I am for curse words.
We've sold a lot, said the store owner. We didn't destroy it because we couldn't know everyone else would destroy it. That's fair.
Wow, nice. Wouldn't the store keep a copy for themselves?
Well, I'll tell you what. The comic is currently doing Dark Knight-like business on eBay. I guess Dark Knight movie did good. With copies selling for between $20 and $250. But this dude in New York is selling copies at his store for the cover price of $299, saying there's no need to inflate the price. It's wrong and evil and slimy.
Meh.
I want to get one of these. I don't see how this isn't going to be a collector's thing. But I never understand collecting stuff at all anyway. Cutler said he hadn't sold any copies of the issue or the entire series to kids. The title was full of adult content since the minute it was published. We never sell it to minors. The curse words make no difference. Here's what I'm looking at. Fuck me! That little cunt stole my board!
Wow.
She took a skateboard from a dude. Fuck you twice! You let a fucking little piece of jailbait... jailbait cunt steal your wheels.
Wow.
Sweet piece, though. Like, sweet
of
piece
ass.
Yeah. Of cunt. Like,
pussy juice, how can I do this?
Holy pussy juice, Batman. Are we going to let this cunt burger run along beside us and fight crime?
Holy fart in my butt.
She's a loose shit. Yeah, there's no reason for all those curse words.
Holy fuck me in the face.
Frank Miller wrote that, I'm being told. I think I read that somewhere. Frank Miller. Everything's a great Frank Miller, I told you. Holy shit, cunt.
It's kind of fun.
It is fun to do.
That's right, a whole thing like that.
Where's my cunt grappling hook? I gotta get these bad guys and beat them with my cum.
Hey, is your cunty ass ready? It's time to go play mini golf.
Well, shit, fuck me. We did it, Batman.
Well, slap my ass and stick your dildo in it. This is a good show.
Fighting crime is hard. Not as hard as being raped with 10 dicks in your mouth, I'd imagine. But this is some fucking cunt shit double fuck. So anyway, you can get that still in New York City. We should be number one on that list of not pulling shady cunt shit and selling it to you for the right cunt price that's on there. Isn't that funny when you hear people that can't swear?
Foreigners.
You know what? A lot of Americans, though, they don't know where to put the word fuck, and it's weird.
I think it's foreigners.
Right. I don't think it was a foreigner. I just saw an example. I'm thinking about this because somebody made a cool Keith and the Girl.
Oh, yeah.
What do you call it? Not screensaver.
Background?
Background, yeah. Background for your computer. And it says Keith and the Girl, and there's a skull. It looks real badass. And it says New Fucking York City. And I'm like, all right, all right. Well, do I look like an asshole if I sit you down and explain to you how to curse? Because holy cunt balls. That sounds silly.
Holy pussy juice squirting in my eyes.
That's not bad ball ass. That's silly vagina goose.
Shit on my face and call me Sandy.
Hey, we didn't do a Cindy Adams in a while. This will only take 2 seconds. I hate this girl. She's in the post, older lady.
Well, she loves you now that you called her a girl.
Right. Thank you, darling. I add that voice to her. She doesn't sound like that at all. But she talks about bullshit gossip, and then at the end of it, gives some kind of two-word thing. Sometimes it's a paragraph or two, but usually it's just a couple sentences long.
Something about her experience that's so crazy that it can only happen in New York.
It always ends with, only in New York, kids. Only in New York. Well, here's today's. Ready? Mm-hmm. Hunch players cleaned up when they recently boxed James Bond's 007 number in the local lottery, and it came in. Only in
Wait, did I miss something?
Somebody, you missed a lot. Yeah.
Okay.
They went to play the lottery, and a bunch of people went to play the lottery, and they said box 007, which I think means 007 can come up and I win, 700 can come up. I believe 070. That's what box means.
Okay.
You know these people. I did triple box double da da da, and then I come up. I'm like, is this for tonight's thing? Like, quit wasting my time. So anyway, she's amazed because this could only happen in New York City that somebody would use, of all numbers, 007 James Bond.
Wow, she doesn't go out that much anymore, huh?
It's amazing.
Yeah,
well, it's amazing.
She's a saying.
Seven's a lucky number. There's many reasons to play seven. Incredible.
She's a saying, only in New Fucking York City, kids.
That's true. Only here. It is. This town's alive. This town is alive. Who's ready for Dina? Huh?
Yeah.
You into it?
Let's do it.
Well, it stalled a little bit because I'm messing with the phone.
Well, let me tell everybody what Dina is. All right. Dina is the most awesome, honest person that you can ever get advice from. If you want to get advice from Dina, you will write to askdina@keithandthegirl.com. Dina is spelled D-I-N-A. Then we call her up every Friday. We select the ones that we can have our time spent on. And for the rest of you guys, we just say it throughout the week because not everybody's worth the Dina.
Not everybody's worth their time.
So anyway, part of Ask Dina is we get to guess how many beers are in her.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys get her sound advice.
Now, the show's been going on for a little bit.
I'm guessing three.
A six pack.
The whole thing.
Six beers, yeah.
All right, I'm guessing three.
All right. Dina.
Yes.
How you doing? How many drinks you having in you today?
None. I slept all day.
Oh!
God damn it. That's why I like to play the game at the end of
right.
the segment.
All right. I'll guess then. So we're dealing with the sober Dina today. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good. I just got back from doing some stuff.
What do you think? Were you able to hear last Friday's show yet with Ian, who took your place for a day?
No, because hold on one second.
Okay, what the fuck are you doing?
I think there's like an ice cream truck behind her or something.
Are you at the carnival?
No, I was in the other room and the TV was loud.
Oh, okay. All right. All
right. No, I did not.
Okay, I wanted to get your advice and see if we like her or not. She was raped, so she has something over on you.
Wouldn't you say?
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Dina's getting over that one quick.
Someone's going to have something over on me, but
that's true.
Let them have that.
Here's today's letters, Dina. Dear Dina, I am 16 years old, male, living in Salt Lake City, Utah. Nearing my senior year of high school, I've started thinking about my possible career options and have come to find a career in the pharmaceutical field very appealing. That's what Dina does. I think she just threw up. Did you hear that? I am of the understanding you work in that field, and I would like to ask, are the benefits, pay, experiences, etc. worth the schooling and effort it takes to become a licensed pharmacist? Thank you for your time, Jake from Utah.
Wow, this is not only answering this person's question, but this is Dina asking herself that question.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
First of all, you can go to school. You got to be really good in math and science and shit.
What is 3 to the third power?
3 to the isn't that 9?
No. No, Dina. Okay, so you have to be very good at math. That's a prerequisite.
Look, not every doctor graduated first in their class either, did they?
Right. Okay, that's a very good point. All right, go on.
I love how in the feedback they're answering like they're such fucking geniuses. Right. Congratulations, everybody.
Well, you got to apply yourself, feedback.
I'll tell you one thing. The pharmaceutical business, the pharmacists are the weirdest fucking people in the world.
Are they sneaking a lot of shit, you think, pharmacists at home?
I honestly have seen self-medicated pharmacists numerous amounts of times.
Numerous amounts. Yeah.
Well, so that's a bonus. That's
right.
I'm going to put that on the pro list.
So that, yes to benefits.
Money's good.
Money's very good. You're
money's very good. You can't say no to that.
Well, where are you at now? 90,000?
Yeah, I'm probably gonna stay there. It's like I've hit my salary cap.
Yeah, 90,000 a year. Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Experiences that'll last a lifetime?
No. No.
And we have a pill to make sure of that. All right. So, what do you think? You think this person seems into it? Why not? Right.
If you want to do it, just go ahead and do it. It's great money. It's, you know, you make good money. You meet a lot of assholes. There's weird people involved. It's just, but if you want to do it, see, I wasn't 16 years old saying I want to be a pharmacist. Yay! No, I freaking kind of fell into it when I went to college.
Right.
So, if you want, if that's your dream, go for it. I mean, as I said, the money's good. That's the only. It's boring as hell, pretty much, too. So.
A lot of counting? Do you ever lose track counting and go, fuck it, that's about 30?
I've done that, probably, yeah.
Sure. Sometimes they win, sometimes they lose. You know what I mean?
Well, hungover, going, Jesus Christ. And I'll let this know. If you're going to do it, don't work like at a CVS or a Rite Aid. You will kill yourself because you have people come in. Like, lift up their shirt and show you rashes and shit. Oh, that's fucking disgusting. One time that's why I don't work retail now. I had a guy come in. I just opened up. I'm standing there, and the guy comes, holds up this little baggie, and goes, and I go, yes, how can I help you? He goes, I found these in my pubes. And I look, I go, oh, fucking hey, dude's got crabs. I go, aisle 5.
Right, I remember that. Get outside. That's got to be the great. You're showing crabs. Crabs can jump. They can literally jump off of you, and now you got crabs in the store. Now you got crabs on you. Get the fuck out.
Yeah, but then
out.
You have that little consultation window that you're way too close to these freaking people.
Aye.
That's why I work in the way different end of it. So
I think it's funny
more than just stores. There's other things you can do.
And the pharmaceutical area where the consultation area is, you can touch your pharmacist. But if you go to a Burger King window, you can't reach the person.
Right.
I know. See, I picked the wrong career. I don't like freaking people.
That's the hazard pay you're getting, I guess. You make a little more money than they do at Burger King. Do you work nights mostly? Like, are you by yourself? Because that you like that? Do you get a little stir crazy or you like it?
I like it. I work with, like, two other people.
Okay.
And that's pretty much it. And I don't have to deal with the public. And
I think that's a choice she made, though.
Do you guys ever throw pills at each other, like, as a joke?
I probably have.
Sure, why wouldn't you? I think it's late. It's a little boring. Do you guys, when I come in there and I say, do you have this eyedropper, let's say, and they turn behind and they see it and they go, yes. And there's absolutely nothing that you don't have to give me half the bottle. Why does it take an hour?
That's a good question. That's a good why does filling
that is a good question.
Is it so you guys
it's
feel
not
important?
Just it's not like you go, here's my script, and I take it and put your name on it and hand it to you. There is other customers, I'm sure, right?
No. I think it's something you guys do. You're like, you know what? It's not enough that I'm 5 feet
I
above
can't
all you.
Secrets. That's a secret.
Right.
That you learned in your last year of college. it's called Fuck You Asshole 101. That's last year in college, last class.
They let you in on that once you paid a few $1,000.
No, you can't come out and go, yeah, I count them. Here you go. Because next thing you know, like, can you count for me now? Like, no, you know it's a 5-hour process.
I'm on my break.
To give you the shit that's right behind me. All right, here's question number two, Dina. A little more personal. Hello, says Jason. I am male, 26 years old, and hetero. I think I have Aspie's because, as you guys described the symptoms, it reminds me of my hardships. This is fine, as most of the time I am behind a desk and using the internet as my source of many things. By the way, how's your dating or love life going, Dina? Anything new since we talked to you last 2 weeks ago?
No.
Okay. Sorry to bring it up. That was sad of me. I could have Googled first. I'm sorry. Some include socializing some of his problems. The problem is that when I am out in public, I do not know what to do in terms of starting conversations and being the guy that's interesting. This wouldn't be so bad. Wow, this guy cannot spell. If that did not include women, I don't know how to approach, talk, or read a woman. It seems that if I am not the one to initiate, then it will never happen. Everyone just tells me to get over it and just do it. But how? Dina, how would you want someone to hit on you? What is the best way to get over my fear? And how do I begin? Thank you, Jason.
How would I want somebody to hit on me?
Yes.
I want them to come up and say, I'll buy you a drink, and then show me their bank balance.
There you go.
Exactly. That's how it rolls.
That is something he should have added in his email.
If it says like $4.32 or something, forget.
Probably not. Even though you just probably gave him, I doubt you put millions into a house that day and your bank account's empty. It's a very, very good way of thinking.
It doesn't have to be millions, but it's got to be over like the minimum balance in your account.
Have you heard about this thing? Some time ago, years ago, this company, and I bet you can still get them somewhere, made fake ATM receipts. Now, nowadays, I guess you can just print your own out, but they look legit with like bullshit barcodes and stuff like that on them. And you just get it for like tens, hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars, whatever you want. And you accidentally leave your bank statement around and it was getting dudes laid.
Wow. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
An excellent idea.
Then they find out it's not true and you're accused of rape. I believe that he had the money, false pretenses. I think that's right. You know what? This girl, Ian, McNally's a girlfriend. She was saying that all the girls she knows, and if not all, definitely the vast majority, but I think all the girls she knew were raped as well.
Or have had an attempt on them. She said all were raped.
Yeah. Do you think that's true, Dina? All women?
What kind of crowd they roll in?
That's what I was thinking. Like, did you make all your friends in rape counseling?
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
What do you think, Henry?
I don't believe that. I don't believe it.
I think it's way too high.
Because that kind of makes women, you're putting women in a position that they're that ignorant to put, like, every half of the people she knows, it must be ignorant or something. That's why, you know, unless there's a lot of roofies in her crowd. I don't know.
Right.
I think people tend to make friends with people they can relate to. And I think that that is a very specific thing that changes you in a very specific way.
And once you say, I don't think all women are raped, you're not a friend anymore. I wasn't raped. Well, you wouldn't understand, so you're not my friend.
I don't know. I think we all tend to do that. I think we all tend to be friends with people who understand us. And I think that because something like that happens to you, you want people who understand that. She did mention that it could be her that creates that world for herself.
Well, I really don't know the answer, so I hope I'm not putting you on the spot or anything, but would you say compared to your friends?
Well, the thing is, you know, I think molestation is huge, you know?
Right. And like family, probably.
I think, and not just by family, I think that a lot of people, I think that you should include molestation in rape, and then your numbers go way high.
I'm including molestation. Now were you raped, Dina?
No.
Okay.
But don't you think, like, a lot more people than you would figure have had
I would probably
negative
say
sexual...
yes, there is. Because, date rape is huge, you know what I mean, issue out there. And I think that when I was in high school, date rape, there'd be posters, like, did this happen to you? Nowadays, I would guarantee you they don't even discuss date rape in these schools because everybody's hooking up. I mean, kids are getting blowjobs on school buses. It's different nowadays, you know what I mean?
You know what, and you know what? I do disagree with Jesse Joyce. Things are different. Yeah, you are getting blowjobs in schools a little faster than you were.
I understand that. I understand both sides, I think. You can't say that nothing changes.
Right.
You can't say that. But I think, like, when you think of a human being is always going to be the same human being, and they're going to have the same, like, urges and the same drive, and it's going to vary a little bit amongst other people. There's always going to be a killer that's going to be like, wow, how did he do that? There would never, you know, never in history did somebody kill like this. And then there's always going to be the person who's more quiet and wow, I never met such a nice person before. There's always going to be these personalities out there, and the way they express those personalities are going to kind of be similar.
Right.
But things change. Things change. So, you know, there's, like you say, everyone, there's the same mold. Right?
Of people.
Right.
There's only so many molds of people.
Exactly. So there's only so many molds of people, but the access to things changes and I don't know, the environment changes a little bit.
Right. So what do you think? We had to ask a version of this question before, but how does this dude get over his shyness? Because shy people can't be told, don't be shy.
Shy. That's tough for shy people. I used to be shy, and then I don't know.
How'd you get over it?
I learned a beer.
Beer. All right, there you go.
That's an honest answer.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people get over their shyness with beer.
She enjoys a beer. President. Vote for her for president.
Are you now shy when you don't have beer in you?
No. I think I just got over my hang-ups younger in life. And you know what I mean? And I think I just got over the things that used to make me shy. And I just said, you know what? Who really cares? People, I had this opinion like when I was like younger, like 19, 20 years old, that everything I did, everybody was, like, scrutinizing. And then you come to realize, nobody gives a fuck what you do. Nobody's actually, like, sitting there picking everything apart about you. Like, regular people on the street or in a store, they don't give a fuck about you.
They are tired.
Come on.
Everybody is tired and concerned about themselves. That's a good lesson. Thank you.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Well, Dina, thank you very much. I'll tell you what, drunk or sober, I love Dina. All right, have a good night. Thank you.
All right.
Later.
Bye.
Later. Any announcements before we leave for the day? Other than, of course, our best to Doninger?
KeithandTheGirl.com/store, because we got t-shirts.
Thanks for listening. See you guys Monday. KeithandTheGirl.com.